Next, Outdoor Radio, a new feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today we head out into a meadow in Montpelier where the bees are buzzing to learn about the life of a bumblebee in Vermont.
Hey Kent, you hear that?
I do. Same buzzing noise?
Yeah.
Not the lawnmower.
No, not the lawnmower.
Yeah. The bees.
We've got bees.
Let's go check them out.
Beautiful.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. We're a biologist with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio. Today we're at North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier, Vermont. And here at North Branch, they have an amazing meadow full of wildflowers.
It is beautiful out here. We are looking at a field filled with crown vetch, purple vetch, milkweed everywhere, just starting to bloom.
How many species of bumblebees do you think we can find here?
I'm going to say we can find 5 species.
All right, let's
go. 5 species, and it's not even going to take us that long.
All right, let's do it. Sarah, you want to run through the annual cycle of these bumblebee colonies real quick? Because it's really fascinating.
Yeah. In the springtime, right when it's starting to get warm and the snow is melting, the queen bee will come out of hibernation, and they're the big, fuzzy bumblebees that you see early on your rhododendrons and on dandelions sometimes. And they're the beginning of the colony.
So how big do you mean? I mean, how big? Like thumb size?
Yeah, they're like thumb size,
they're fuzzy,
and they make a pretty loud buzzing sound, so they're hard to miss.
So the snow's gone. They're out hitting all the flowers. What are they up to then?
So they're starting their colony. They're finding a good colony, a good nest site.
And what's a good nest site for most bumblebees?
For most bumblebees, generally speaking, they like to nest underground in abandoned rodent holes.
So they're finding a chipmunk hole, a mouse, some small mammal tunnel that they're going to go down and start a new colony.
Yeah, wood piles are great places,
or
too.
Or a wood pile. All right, so then July is going to pass on into August. They're making their colony bigger and bigger. The workers are going wild on all these great flowers that we have around us.
And the queen is continuing to lay eggs this whole time.
And then she switches and lays special eggs, right?
Exactly. So at some point late in the summer, she will start to lay eggs that are destined to become the males or the drones.
There goes a worker shooting by us.
Yeah, just saw her. And then right around this time, she's also going to start laying eggs that are destined to become the next year's queens. So
August, September, we got new queens.
And males
out there.
And workers as well. So you've
got, because they're still out foraging, right?
All 3 of the cast members out late in the summer and early in the fall.
And then bang, what happens when frost hits? Bad frost.
First of all, the queens and males from different colonies will mate.
Yep.
And then frost comes, and unfortunately the colony starts to die off.
So the colonies we have right now, freeze comes, they're done.
They're
done. The queen's done, the workers are all done, they're going to freeze to death.
The males are done, all of them except the new queens, right? The following year.
So queens get to live more than a year. They're living a year and a few months.
Yeah, it depends. But
if they make it.
If they make it, which
everybody else is living, they're lucky if they're living a few weeks or a month.
They're really lucky if they live a few weeks or a month. Yeah. So, then she comes out in the springtime again, and she starts the colony cycle all over.
So I know what your favorite thing is.
Yeah.
It's electrified bees.
It is. It's pollen jumping and electrostatic.
So here's a bee right here on this crown vetch flower. Give me the lowdown on this
electrification. All right, I'll give you the lowdown. So as bees fly, they build up a slight positive electric charge. And the flowers that they land on have a slight negative electric charge.
Because they're grounded.
So
positive, negative, they're attracted to each other.
Right. When the bee lands on the flower, the pollen is attracted to the bee and can actually jump. The bumblebee doesn't really have to touch any of the parts of the flower.
It's just sort of negative to positive. It just jumps off the anthers and boom, onto the bee.
Exactly.
That is so cool.
And then after the bee gets the pollen on it, it can land on another flower, and the pollen will actually jump off of the bee.
So it's sort of like when you rub a balloon on your shirt.
Exactly.
And it builds up that static charge.
Mm-hmm.
Everything it goes close to wants to stick to it.
Yeah.
So like the bee's the balloon.
And the pollen can jump a few millimeters even.
That is so awesome.
So in order to pollinate our flowers, they don't even have to touch them sometimes.
You may have told me this a few weeks ago, that they can actually see the flowers that have already been discharged.
They can sense it. Yeah, they can sense the electrostatic charge.
So they can skip flowers that may have already been visited.
Yep.
That's amazing. Here's one here now. He's hanging on the flower, and look how fast his wings are beating.
Yeah, he's buzzing.
Look how fast her wings are beating. These are workers. They're all females. Buzz, 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 buzz. My favorite thing, sonification.
Buzz pollination.
These things are buzzing their wings a bazillion miles an hour here as they're on the flower. And those muscles are causing vibrations of the anthers and the pollen's dropping off on them. And a lot of them have this just certain vibrations that really release a lot more pollen than something like a honeybee could do.
Right.
Because honeybees do not buzz pollinate.
No, which only makes bumblebees such expert pollinators special. Of things especially like tomatoes.
Yep.
Right?
So between electrification and sonification,
these are the coolest insects of all time.
They are. You know, in just a short walk across this meadow, we've already found 5 species of bumblebees. There used to be 17 species known for Vermont, and we're down to 12 species now.
5 species of bumblebee have disappeared. They've gone extinct from Vermont.
2 are really rare, and 3 of them now are gone from Vermont. You could come to a field like this and find these bumblebees no problem. Well, the main things that have happened to these bumblebees, we think, are 3 things. Pesticides.
Well, pathogens.
And probably some climate change issues. But the biggest thing that happened, they got sick. And it turned out that these bees, as we talked about, are so good at pollinating that farmers caught on to that and wanted to use them like honeybees. They wanted hives. And there were some companies in Europe that knew how to grow bumblebees.
That's really hard to do. Not everybody can do it.
Exactly.
So these companies.
There was only one company or a few companies in Europe that could do it at the time.
While the colonies were being raised over in Europe, they'd become infected with a parasite. So then they brought this European parasite back to the United States.
And it escaped. That coupled with pesticides.
Granules you put down. Or the spikes, they get taken up in the roots of the plant, and they're spread throughout the plant in their leaves, and unfortunately, in their pollen and in their nectar. So when a bee lands on it and collects that pollen and nectar, it's actually taking up that poison.
But this is a beautiful field. There's no chemicals out here. It's been an awesome walk through this meadow. We've found 5 species on this walk through this meadow. It's awesome.
We've learned that bees are electric.
They buzz pollinate.
They do. They are some of the best pollinators. They're native.
And the best thing of all,
they're
cute and fuzzy, and all of us can do something to help them. Cut back on pesticides, grow some pollination, and let's keep these guys around helping us make food. I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Hey, Kent.
Yo.
I bet we can find 6 species.
Let's do it.
You can learn more about bumblebees and what you can do to protect them at vpr.net. If you'd like to help track bees in your community, you'll find a link to the Vermont Bumblebee Survey. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, Vermont, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.